just a reiteration. If you have completed a fifth step out of the big books of Alcoholics Anonymous and have experience with the step being discussed, tonight we encourage you to share your experience with us. If you have not, we ask that you pass. The chairperson has responsibility to uphold the format decided by the group. There's also a 5-minute limit on comments. We also encourage questions during the meeting by all. Joe?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joe. I'm an alcoholic. It can be a little nerve-wracking sitting in this seat. I've been coming here for a little while now, and it's been a catalyst to get me back into a right spiritual plane through everybody in this room and this big book and my experience in this men's big book step study, so I have to thank you all. But I will say, before I entered AA on October 23rd of 2001, there was no conscious contact with anything. I think I was trying to get as close to unconsciousness as possible with still being able to walk. That's the only kind of consciousness I knew. I hurt people emotionally. I was in an employment where I hurt people in other ways. But I will tell you this. I always started off when I was drinking with good intentions. I wanted to do the right thing. I would always say, I'm going to be better to my ex-wife. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing that. And as soon as I put a drink or a drug in my body, all bets were off. So the further I got away from a higher power and a God that I was raised with, I didn't realize until I came into AA that he didn't, you know, my higher power didn't work for me. I was asking for all these things and sometimes get me out of this and praying for everything in a selfish manner without thinking of anything that I could do for him. And through this step, and what I love about it is to improve our conscious contact with God. So I'm only speaking for myself and my experience here, that through the rest of these steps and picking up that pen, writing, speaking with a sponsor and going through them, I gradually developed, that conscious contact with a higher power. As each step progressed and the closer I got, I was getting closer to a very, spiritual awakening. And what this step helps me do is really anything during the day that makes me uncomfortable, I'm basically not on that spiritual axiom. If I start thinking about myself and become uncomfortable, nervous, this is an outline for me to stop, immediately talk to someone, immediately pray, and ask to be relieved of how that feels. Now, I would love to say that works every day and everywhere I go. I would love to sit up here and say that. But when I am spiritually fit, it is an unbelievable day. Anything can happen. Life happens to every, you stick around here long enough, a lot of things are going to happen. And how I handle it is, sometimes I handle things great, sometimes I don't. And that's all predicated on how well I'm doing with my program. That's exactly what it is. There are examples, I could be humorous. I could tell you a lot of funny stories. I was just talking to James about a few things that, when I used to work in a bar, and I won't go there. But I will tell you this. I'm not going to find a spiritual awakening. I'll find a one-night stand and a great thing in a woman. You know what I mean? You know what I will find? And a woman that I'm in love with, I tried to go through as many women as possible, trying to find the one that I wanted to love. And you know what? It'll leave you alone. It really will. I won't find it in fishing every day to catch the biggest fish. It'll find me when I'm content and fishing one day and having a good time. When I'm working, it's one of my biggest things. If I become stressed or anything like that, it'll overwhelm me. And I get rammy, and I get out of my mind. And when I stop, breathe, have that conscious contact, it all goes away. But I've got to think about what I'm doing. And that's usually when I'm, you know, when I'm not in my own head. Sorry if I'm not making any sense right now. But what I'm saying is, when I'm not thinking about what everybody else is doing, or when I'm not thinking about what I'm doing wrong, when I'm thinking about exactly what I'm doing at that moment and what I can do to improve it, it's good. It's all good. Through a culmination of every step and leading to this, there's nothing better to ask for than to actually have a conscious contact with my higher power, who I choose to call God. And when you put the effort in, and if none of this is making sense to you, it will. It truly will. Because this literature, if I'm reading it correctly, that's all it's asking me for. You know, not to be nervous, discontent, fearful, a liar, disrespectful. All of these things that, you know, don't make a good day. I mean, I can get uncomfortable very quickly driving. I can get uncomfortable very quickly around a lot of people. I'm uncomfortable in certain situations. But when I'm comfortable in myself, I have a conscious contact. None of that matters. None of that matters. No situation matters. It doesn't matter. And the biggest benefit, too, is I don't have to control everybody else to have them go the way I want. I don't have to manipulate. I don't have to lie. I don't have to do these things to get what Joe wants anymore. It pretty much comes, you know, pretty well. I can tell you this honestly, where I'm doing right now, a big transition, a lot of big changes happened in Cape Cod. I was not happy with the decisions that I had made. I was not happy with where my life was going. Two huge things, very huge things in life. I went on the pity pot. Gradually, I got back to talking to someone every day, back to a meeting, back to doing things. And things gradually started coming back into fruition when Joe wasn't sitting there thinking about himself and asking God why. Instead of asking God, what can I do for you and how can I make somebody else's life better? That was the furthest thing from my mind 17 years ago. You know, the furthest thing from my mind. I had good intentions, but none of them happened. This is having those good intentions and actually having been able to apply them in life. I was prepared for the 10th step last week, and Todd double booked. You would have been really good. So if this isn't that good, it's because I wasn't as prepared. But thank you all for being a part of my sobriety, every single one of you in this room. You know what I mean? And if you're nervous, I have to say this. I say this every week. I came in here, and it was all you. I'm going to sit here because somebody suggested it to me. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. There's no such thing as rules. And, you know, I'm glad you put up with the pouty baby. I really am. I really am. Like, I really realized what I was doing. I used to say here, I choose not to speak. Like instead of I'm reading or listening, I would be like, I choose not to speak. Who the fuck am I? You know? That's the truth. Like, I wanted you all to fucking know. I'm going to sit here and be miserable. It ain't going to happen. It did. It really did. So, thank you, all of you. You know, maybe on another step I'll tell you some funny shit, but this one's serious. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.